Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, a warm greeting to our reading for today from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. During the past over 2,000 years, the truth about the life and works of the Christ of God in Jesus of Nazareth has in many parts been twisted by traditions, copies, and not least by deliberate falsifications on the part of the scribes and theologians. Today, Christ himself speaks through the prophetic word given through the teaching prophetess of God, Gabriele. Based on the Gospel of Jesus, an existing extra-biblical Gospel text, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word about his life and work as Jesus of Nazareth. Today, we may read to you chapter 55 with the title, Christ, the Good Shepherd, One with the Father. There we read, one day a shepherd passed by, driving his flock to the fold. And Jesus took one of the young lambs in his arms and spoke to it lovingly and pressed it to his bosom. And he said to his disciples, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and they know me. Just as the Father of all knows me, in the same way I know my sheep and give my life for the sheep. And I still have other sheep which are not of this fold, and I also have to bring them here, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay down my body, and I have the power to take it up again. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd tends his flock. He takes the lambs in his arms and carries them on his bosom and gently leads those which are with young. Yes, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, who is not the shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and abandons the sheep and flees. And the wolf seizes and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees, for he is a hireling and does not take care of the sheep.
Jesus spoke further in the Gospel's text. I am the door. All those who enter through me will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. The evil one comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and abundance. But the one who enters through the door is a shepherd of sheep, to whom the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his sheep by name and leads them out, and he knows their number. And when he has led out his sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And they do not follow a stranger, but flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he spoke to them about. Then Jesus said to them again, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them the eternal life, and they will never perish again, and no one will tear them from out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no one can pluck them out of the hand of my Father. I and my Father are one.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the parable of the Good Shepherd from the Gospel of Jesus with the words of the present time. He says, "The Good Shepherd knows all his sheep, for they are a part of him, and the sheep which know the voice of the shepherd follow him." The voice of the Good Shepherd, Christ, is the eternal law of love. The one who keeps the law of love knows this law, and thus the voice of the law, the voice of the Shepherd, Christ. As Jesus of Nazareth, I gave my earthly life for all men. As the Christ of God, I surrendered my divine heritage to be the support and the way to the Father's house for all souls and men. Since the Redeemer spark, a light ray of my spiritual heritage, now shines in all souls and men, all will find the way again to the eternal Father. When redemption has been completed in the soul and the spirit being has returned to the inner temple, then it brings the light ray, the Redeemer spark, back into the primordial substance in which my spiritual heritage builds itself up again. The sheep which do not yet know my voice and still seek their salvation in the pastures of the world, thus being servile to the insinuations of the satanic, also bear the Redeemer spark in themselves. They too will return to the Father's house and will bring the Redeemer spark into the primordial substance again. If they awaken and turn back through the strength and power of Christ by taking the path to the inner life and by finding their pastures in the law of life, they will then hear my voice, the law, and follow me, the law. I, the Christ of God, go after each sheep, for every sheep is a part of me. No man and no soul is lost forever. I have the power to lay down my body, and I have the power to take it up again, means that when the time has come for man, Jesus the Christ will lay down his earthly body and will again be in his divine body. The divine body is the immaculate body, which is without sin. After the passing of my earthly body, I walked once again as the Christ of God, the divine, immaculate body. For as Jesus, I fulfilled the will of my Father and was without sin. The words, which are with young, mean those who are filled by fulfilling the eternal law.
It says further in the Revelation text, the hireling is the person who wants to appropriate the sheep or wants to hire them or to take care of them. No matter how, the sheep do not belong to him. He cannot be their shepherd. Christ alone is the true shepherd. He alone is the way into the Father's house, for he is the light and the lamp of the soul on the way to the eternal life. The one who does not know the way into eternal life cannot lead the sheep to me, Christ, either. When the wolf, the satanic, breaks into the flock to lead the sheep astray and scatter them, the hireling gives up and flees, because he does not know the way to life, the law of life. However, the one who knows the law of life and of love knows the way there, because he has already walked it, since I, Christ, have led him within to the Father. And he lives in the law of God by fulfilling it selflessly every day. Such a light-filled soul and such a light-filled person then becomes a guide who shows my sheep the way to me, the Christ, and brings the Good Shepherd, the law of God, the voice of love, close to them. He himself will not be a shepherd, nor will he lead the sheep to the Father's house, but only a guide who points towards me, the Christ. He can accompany the sheep all the way to me. Thus, he is only the companion, but not the shepherd. Only those who place themselves above me, the Christ, presume to be the shepherds of my sheep, believing that I have entrusted them with the authority for this, just as there is only one Holy Father, the Father in heaven, the Creator of life, there is only one Shepherd, Christ, the Redeemer of all souls and men. He is the only way to the heart of God.
Christus klärt weiter auf.
Christ continues to explain. I, Christ, the law of life, am also the portal, the door, and the doorkeeper to eternal life. The one who goes through the door into the kingdom of God enters the eternal life through me. For no one comes to the Father but through me, the Christ of God, the co-regent of the heavens, who lives in the Father. I, the Christ of God, bring back my sheep into the eternal being. For I know them all, because through redemption I have received them in myself. I am the door and the doorkeeper and the shepherd. The one who truly follows me knows my voice. When the sheep follow me by fulfilling the law of life and of love, they unfold the gift of discernment between the voice of the eternal law and the foreign voice, which entices them and wants to lead them astray with enticements. The evil one cannot lead my sheep astray any longer, because they recognize him. He may very well prowl around them and want to woo them away with his honey-sweet voice, but they actualize and fulfill the law of love. Thus, they are secure in me. So the one who actualizes and fulfills the laws of God hears my voice and will himself become the voice of the law through me, the Christ. For I lead the sheep to the eternal law, and when they have become the law, they are the voice of the law, of the life, and of the love. Then there is no need anymore to hear my voice. They have become my voice.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens more in relation to the behavior of the people at the time of Jesus of Nazareth. That's how it was then, and so it is also today. Christ speaks. The one who does not know himself throws stones at his neighbor. Many Jews did not recognize me, the Christ of God, in Jesus, because they did not know themselves. Since they themselves did not know who they were, they had innumerable excuses for their faults, which I showed them in the mirror of their own thinking and acting. They sought only their physical well-being and their earthly prestige. Since they were concerned only about themselves, they therefore interpreted the law of God as it seemed right to them. In today's time, the Pharisees and many scribes who now call themselves theologians, do the same. They interpret the book, which they call the Bible, and which contains parts of the eternal truth according to their own conceptions and at their own discretion. To them, the one who speaks against their theological fables is, still today, in league with Satan. In the present time, too, they take up stones and throw them at those who strive to fulfill the will of God. They slander, they distort the truth, and ridicule the word of God. They despise and discriminate against those people who do not follow their doctrines, just as the Pharisees did in my time as Jesus of Nazareth. Recognize that the word of God can never flow through the mouth of sinners. The one who is not a channel of love is a channel of evil. The one who is a channel of love, by being for his neighbor and not against him, hears the voice of love. But the one who is against his neighbor is for evil, and also hears the voice of evil. The various insinuations of the darkness, which even takes my name, Christ, in vain. Many speak about the Gospels and do not keep the truth which is in them. They even take their Gospel texts as a basis for deriving their own regulations from it. It is the church institutions which make regulations, but not God.
Thus, the pioneers for the new era have to struggle with similar satanic methods as I did as Jesus of Nazareth. And so my word is again fulfilled. As they have persecuted me, they will persecute you too. The one who not only speaks about God, but strives to do the will of God, will suffer persecution, for he is a thorn in the eyes of the adversary. As long as man lives in the morass of his human ego, he looks only at the morass and does not perceive the light behind matter. For this reason, many people do not know the works of the Lord. They see only their own morass and are therefore of the opinion that all have to wade through the same morass of the human ego. The truth is thus misunderstood, and God's work, the truth, is despised. The one who does not respect himself as a being from God despises himself and despises his neighbor too. But the one who fulfills the will of God respects his life, because it is from God. He lives consciously in the Father, and the Father lives and acts through him. Dear listeners, with these words, we have come to the end of our reading for today from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ Revelation, which true Christians the world over have come to know. To this day, the fight against the eternal word from the kingdom of God continues and is against all those who wish to live according to it. The hirelings in the garb of theologians and church superiors still seduce many sheep with honey-sweet voices. But the Good Shepherd, Christ in us, is faithful to his flock and follows every sheep, even if it seems lost. He is alone the way, the truth, and the life. Let us be led by him, by following his voice. We take our leave of you for today, dear listeners. We look forward to welcoming you next time to another reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word. Until then, all the best and a cordial greetings in God.